Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name real fast,
Cece Peniston.
Yes, who's coming to the Birchmere on Sunday, a historic venue in Northern Virginia. One of the few live shows that we have here in this bizarre year. So, hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Man, thanks so much for having me, for real.
Now, have you ever played at the Birchmere before?
You know, I haven't. I've always done like the city winery. So I've done a couple of band shows. And the thing I love about that is the intimacy of actually being able to touch the crowd. And, you know, people for so long consider me a dance artist. So for them to hear me live with like a different repertoire of music is like an amazing thing for me.
So you say it's a different repertoire. So like what, when people turn out to the show, what sort of stuff are we going to hear? Are you saying that it's a completely different set list or just more of a different style of your hit?
Oh, hell no, because Jason, that's when people check out. You know how people come to a show and they're like, why are you doing all this new stuff we don't know? And they get agitated. So my thing is, I'm doing all the hits, but I'm doing a couple of things that you may not expect. I'm the type to have a full band, like the background singers, and I do a DJ because I have like a heavy 808 in my, you know, the bass in my music, you know, with dance music. People want to hear that bass. So I have a DJ as well. So I always do that.
Gotcha. So what all, without spoiling too much, what all are we going to hear on the set list?
Oh, you'll hear all the regular hits. Finally, we got a love thing, keep on walking, not over you, all of that. But then you'll maybe hear a couple of standards and you'll hear like maybe a ballad or two that, oh, Inside I Cried. I never get to sing that in like regular shows. Usually when I do a show, it's like, hey, do the hits, maybe love thing, keep on walking. Do finally, you know, maybe I'm in the mood. So it may be a 20-minute set. This is like an hour and 10-minute set. So I get to do like, you know, I get to have fun. I get to do things I don't usually get to do.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to it. All right, cool. Well, take me back all the way to the beginning then. So I know you're born in Dayton, Ohio, but you moved to Phoenix at age 9 or something. You know, how did you get into music growing up? Like, what were some of your, you know, what'd you listen to or your family? You know, what were your favorite artists growing up?
You know, what's funny is I didn't even know I could sing until I was like 11 or 12. I was in, you know, middle school. I was in like, I was 11 or 12. So I was in, you know, primary. And the teacher said, hey, I want you to try out for this show. And I was like, okay, why? Because, you know, you don't know you can sing. She said, I think you have an amazing voice. And I said, okay. So I went and tried out for it. It was HMS Pinafore, which started me saying, oh my God, I love being on stage. This is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And that's what I had decided. As soon as I had gotten my degree, I got into music, and I have been only doing music ever since.
Nice. How did that first record deal actually come about? You know, when did it go from, you know, something you just dreamed about, you know, in high school and college and the like, and then to actually becoming a profession?
You know, what's funny is I was around Arizona doing all kind of talent shows, karaoke shows. You know, you'd be winning that little $300 where you'd be like, I'm gonna buy me some fly clothes for school, because I was young at the time. Right. So then it was like Felipe Delgado, R.K. Jackson, and then we're working with Overweight Pooch, who was on A&M at the time with Manny Lehman. You know, probably Manny Lehman from Delicious Vinyl. Right. First of all.
Right.
So he was like, yo, we want you to do the background. So Felipe said, hey, I have three songs for you, Kicking the Blues, I Like It, and Female Preacher. And so Pooch said, when I came out, she loved all three, but when she heard I Liked It, she said, I liked it. And so what happened was, Manny was like, who is that fierce singing in the back, honey? Who is she? And I was like, it's me, it's I, right? So then he said, hey, do you have any more songs? And I said, well, you know, I have this song. It was kind of like a poem I had written in college where I should have been paying attention, but it wasn't, Jason. So don't judge me. And so he said, okay, right. And so I gave it to them. And that was the song Finally, which came out in the 90s and is still being like duplicated to this day, which I'm thankful for.
Oh yeah. I mean, that thing was massive. And I know you're only like 21 or something at the time. So, but to have your debut single finally, you know, it's topping all the dance charts, and I think even reached number 5 on the overall, you know, the hot Billboard Hot 100. It always makes, you know, lists of the best dance songs ever. And that, so, I mean, it really sort of, you know, you'll always be, you know, part of history for that song. But take me to, you know, so you're talking about how it was something you were just dreaming about and wrote little lyrics in class. But once that thing blows up, what's it like with the first time you hear that on the radio and you just watch that thing rise and rise and become a pop culture sensation?
Well, you know, for me, I always say finally was a poem that became a song that became a career, right? With it being on the charts for like 33 weeks. You don't see that now. You know, every week artists are putting out music. It's nothing for artists to have 65 songs out in 3 months. So that's the difference between, I would say, the 90s when they brought out a song, they worked it for 8 months, right? And then now, so 33 weeks on the charts, you will probably never see that again. Because people are euphoric in this moment. We have different apps. We have different things going on where people go, oh my God, I want something different. So I think that's where the difference lies. I'm about creating new music. If you stay in the form of doing what people always know, which is just finally or keep on walking or just love thing, and you don't evolve, I think that's when people get bored with artists. And that's why I always make it my business to try to do new things and be like creative or like adventurous or the risk taker. And sometimes I get in trouble for that, but I'm like, hey, I'll take the heat. It is what it is, right?
Absolutely. And we appreciate you doing that because, I mean, yeah, everyone and their mom knows finally, but I think a lot of people forget you had like 5 different number one dance hits in the 90s. And then like you're saying, you continue to reinvent yourself, including the Birchmere show. So we appreciate that you keep evolving. Tell me, I have a couple, you know, because of the success that you started having back then until today, I had a couple live shows that you got to play that I wanted to ask you about. Some like really once in a lifetime stuff, people you got to meet, sure. Artists you got to play at.
Right.
So first tell me about when Aretha Franklin calls you and says, hey, play my private birthday party in Detroit.
So, you know, I had to pull over to the side of the road. She was like, hey, I would love for you to play my birthday party. And I was like, shoot. And I pulled over to the side of the road, but she didn't hear me. And I was like, oh my God, I love Aretha Franklin. Like, everybody has somebody that they love or that they admire. And when Aretha Franklin calls you and says, personally, hey, Cece, how are you? I would love for you to play my show. You're like, okay, I need a second. You know what I'm saying? And I had always admired her. So I was doing, it was me, Tito Puente, and we were at a show and she got up. I was doing a Not Over You and she started dancing. I was like, now that's what's up. I said, when you see another artist that you admire get up and also dance to your music, that's such a blessing. And it's such a beautiful feeling for people to show each other admiration.
Oh yeah, rest in peace. She was the queen.
Man, yes.
Man. All right. Well, and then of course, so other than that, you also, as part of your gospel group, Sisters of Glory, you get invited to play at the freaking Vatican for Pope John Paul II. How did that go? That must have been wild.
Damn it, Jason. Do you know how overwhelmed I was? I was like looking and I'm like, okay, we have Diane Reeves, we have the Pope, which the Pope gave us a private audience. 25 people, right? There was 25 people. He gave us all personal rosaries and stuff like that, right? And I was like, damn, the Pope just gave me a rosary and said, how are you and bless your family, right? So that was like 25 people, right? Then there was, you know, Mavis Staples, and then it was Thelma Houston, and then it was, we did Woodstock, and Andrew Bocelli was there, and he was singing, you know, how magnificent his voice is. And my mom had come over with me, and we were sitting there like, I'm feeling a little bit like wow right now, but I couldn't tell people how I felt, but it was an amazing experience to perform at a Christmas program with the Pope and Andrew Bocelli and all the other artists that I was around, and much respect to them. And, you know, it was a different genre, which also made it amazing for me.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's like once in a lifetime memories forever type of a visit right there to Rome.
Absolutely.
All right, so, yeah. Not only have you performed for the Pope, you also have performed for the president. I know Bill Clinton invited you to both inaugurations. Is that right?
Man, yeah. You know how that happens. So I was out in Madison, Wisconsin, right? I had performed for Hillary Clinton and I had sung Somebody Else's Guy, right? She was like, oh my God, you're great. I love you. So her people contacted me and said, hey, Hillary loved you. She wants you to perform for the inauguration with Bill. And I was like, okay, great. I see her again. She's like, hey, Cece, how you doing? She was so pleasant to me, right? And then it was funny because they asked me to sing the national anthem when he came to Arizona. This was like maybe a year and a half ago. So there was already somebody slated to sing the national anthem. I said, oh my God. I said, please don't have the person that was slated to sing the national anthem throw darts at me in the audience, like mental darts. You know what I'm saying? Because Bill requested me. So it was like, it was such a blessing just to sing for him and sing for Hillary as well.
And you're not singing at the one coming up here in a couple of weeks, are you?
Hey, you never know. I mean, finally, just saying.
There you go. You'll be in town for the Birchmere, so they might as well.
Right. You never know what can happen. I'm one of those. Hey, you never know what can happen, Jason.
Well, judging by everything that's been going down, you probably want to stay far away from them. It's been a mess down in the last. Oh my God.
Man, I've been watching and I've been seeing everything, and I'm like, man, it is a little bit crazy because when you see all that going on, and then you're like, hey, I have a performance. You don't really know what people's mindset is, but I'm always like, you know, God is bigger than who I am, so I just leave it at that.
Exactly, but you'll be over in Alexandria across the river. You're a little bit away from the center of all that, but man, it's been rough. But anyway, back to the music. Politics and music sort of, you know, they can go hand in hand sometimes. And I wanted to ask you about, I think, is it true you were the first foreign female performer to perform in post-apartheid South Africa?
Yeah, I was. And you know what? It was so funny that they picked me, and I was like, finally. And it was funny because I was standing on stage, right? And I was like, damn, I had chills on my arms. I'm looking out in the audience and I'm like, finally, right? And I'm singing, and I'm like, everybody in the audience is singing finally. I'm like, damn, Africa knows like all my songs. Like I had no idea. I went to Africa and Kenya and everywhere, like right overseas, right? And I was like, damn, they really love like 90s music, 2000s music. It was an amazing experience.
When was that? When did you actually go over there? Do you remember what year it was?
Yeah, 1994. In fact, I brought a shirt to commemorate the fact so I would never forget, and I framed it.
Wow. I mean, come on. The Pope, the President, South Africa, Aretha Franklin. I mean, you've seriously done it all. I mean, that you really are up there with the greats with that stuff. So congrats on a successful career. Anything else before we run? Anything else I should ask you that I haven't? why should our folks come out to the show? You know, it's been a year of depressing, being stuck inside, quarantine, all that stuff. Why is it fun to finally get out and, you know, finally see you live here at Birchmere?
I think it was funny because people said the only word I can say is finally. And I feel like, you know, for some crazy reason, God keeps picking me. Finally is that song where it's like, hey, finally, we're out, right? I think it would just be fun. We're still social distancing. It's at 200 as far as like the venue is concerned, to make sure everybody's still social distancing. I can say it's been definitely a roller coaster. People don't always get to see that with artists, but no, hey, we got our shit too, the things that we go through. But our job is to heal the world, and our job is to give back to other people and make you smile. You come to our show to get away from your bad day. That's all I can say. And I thank everybody that continues to support me. Shout out to the Birchmere. Shout out to Rob Miko, who set everything up. And I just appreciate everybody who continues to support me. My Instagram is CC Peniston. My Twitter is CC My Instagram is CC Peniston. My Twitter is CC_Peniston. And my Facebook is official CC Peniston Facebook fan page.
Awesome. Well, again, everyone, it is this Sunday at the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to do this. I really, really appreciate it. And good luck at the show.
No, thank you so much, Jason. Have a beautiful and blessed day. I appreciate you so much.